BlizzCast number one. PlezCast is the audio portion of PlezWorld, a tiny thread from the vast tapestry that is Plez's world. This is the top 14 threads from PlezWorld for the week of March 27th, 2006. John Abraham, formerly of the New York Jets, gets signed to a multi-year deal to the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons know that Michael Vick can't win every game if the defense can't stop opponents. I predict we'll win the NFC South and we'll be back in the playoffs. Just don't buy any Super Bowl tickets yet. Number 13, Immigration Battle, Part 1. President Bush is running the risk of splitting the party by standing firm on wanting to create an amnesty program for some of the 12 million illegal immigrants who are currently in the United States. Some senators are standing fast for not wanting to reward people for breaking the laws of this country. Thread 12. A four-year-old astounds the experts with their intelligence. Just kidding. Last week, my four-year-old daughter brought home her first book to read from school, and this week she brought home her first sheet of addition tables. 14 years until Georgia Tech, baby. Just like dear old dad. Thread 11. Did he or didn't he? Barry Bonds and steroids. You know he did it. But when he did it, it wasn't banned by baseball. Even though they were against the law, so go figure. But leave it alone. Let him finish breaking Babe Ruth's home run record. Thread 10. Patti LaBelle struggles with her first set at the Riviera Beach Jazz and Blues Festival in Florida. At first it appeared that she was sick and couldn't perform, but she came out later in the week to say that she didn't want her fans to sit out in the cold, so she cut her set short. I love Patti to death, but it may be time for her to quit touring. Don't break it. Thread 9. The first black graduate receives a fitting tribute. Wesley Brown joined the likes of William Halsey Jr., Chester Nimitz, Alfred Mahan, and Hyman G. Rickover with the rare honor of having a Naval Academy building, the Wesley Brown Fieldhouse, named after him. A 1949 graduate, Lieutenant Brown fought in World War II, the Korean War, and in Vietnam. Retired Naval Officer Brown entered the U.S. Naval Academy in 1945. He wasn't the first to attend, but he was the first to graduate. I salute Mr. Wesley Brown. The Duke lacrosse team members accused of raping a black woman. Now, I'm not a big fan of strippers. Doesn't seem to be much dignity or reward in that profession. But there is never any reason to put your grimy hands or any other grimy part of your body, for that matter, on someone who doesn't want you to. I hope they find the rapist and give them a lengthy ride in North Carolina state prison system. George Mason in the Final Four? Who? Is where? We all know that George Mason refused to sign the Constitution because it didn't include what later became known as the Bill of Rights. But who knew he had game? Immigration Battle Part 2. Do my eyes deceive me? Was that a picture of Old Glory flying upside down beneath a Mexican flag? Oh, hell no. Don't trip. There are people in this country that will do the work that the illegals do. They just won't do them at slave wages. Thread 5. Spike Lee shines as the director of Invisible Man. Director Spike Lee did a spectacular job of blending Academy Award-winning actors, excellent camera work, and a taut thriller into the season's best movie, pulling in $29 million on the opening weekend. Can I get an amen? Don't break it. Thread 4. Denzel shines in Invisible Man. Denzel Washington and director Spike Lee get together for their fourth and best film together. Yeah, this is better than Malcolm X, because Spike Lee isn't in the movie. Thread 3. Condoleezza Rice and the C-word. A talk show host in St. Louis causes a fervor when he slips up and calls Condi Rice a coon during his live broadcast. When Condoleezza Rice accepts his apology, she somehow spun it to include a basis for our continued war on terror. Go figure. Thread 2. The NAACP and the C-word. Okay. The NAACP president applauds the firing of the St. Louis talk show host for using the word coon in his show. Then, in an apparent flip-flop, the NAACP president says he should get his job back after Linehan and his wife joined the NAACP. What the? Thread number 1. Representative Cynthia McKinney slaps a Capitol Hill cop. Cynthia McKinney runs a close second behind Tom DeLay in the Your Congressional Representation in Action department. What an embarrassment. I'm out.